You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome into this last day of May 2025. We're heading into a busy June in the outdoors. Well, for some of us, the big news is the reopening of the frog season. Kicks off at 12:01 a.m. tonight, or tomorrow, technically. It'll be Sunday. It's closed every April and May here in Louisiana. And I got to tell you, nighttime frogging is a sport where you have a lot of fun. A lot of antics going on. You don't have to worry about sunscreen or sunburn or sunglasses, that's for sure. And the night ends up, if you're fortunate, with some tasty rewards of some delicious frog legs. We'll give you the skinny on finding some fat Louisiana frogs in Louisiana coming up in just a little bit. Also, got plenty of fishing rodeos and tournaments on the calendar to tell you about. Family get out and fish events. Introduction to fishing courses. It's free fishing license weekend. No fishing license required next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk more about all the activities that'll be there to celebrate that. And we've got pirog races taking place today. They are back at Bayou Liberty. We have a live report coming up with my buddy Dean Galatis. And we've also got the Cajun Heritage Festival coming up next weekend to tell you about. So what are you doing? You going fishing? You going frogging? What are you doing this weekend? Text me 504-260-1870. That's our contact line here at the Outdoor Show headquarters. CCA Star got underway. And boy, what a week it was. We have the opening week update for you. And you know, we've been warning you, but still, two of you out there did not listen, and you now join the ranks of those guys. They're those guys who caught tagged redfish, but no ticket. What a shame. Cost them a truck and maybe a boat. Well, as happens every spring, we've had another turkey season marred by a number of bad boys and girls, and today we have two more admitted violators. We're going to call this story the case of the turkey tag traders. And the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is asking if you witness any fish kills, which could pop up. Got some low oxygenation problems with the heat we've had recently, although we got a really pleasant little cool front passing through this morning. I want you to be on the lookout and remind you it's important to report any fish kills you might see to determine the cause. And if you had a successful fishing trip this week like I did, and you're going to hear about our annual Memorial Day trip with Captain Mike Gallo out to Lake Bourne, we'd like to include your fishing trip along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it to the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time to the studio at 504-260-1870. Put that number in your memory. That's 504-260-1870, and just list it as Don Saturday Mornings. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. It's a cool 68 degrees here at St. Hubert's Cathedral. And what you're looking at if you're headed offshore today, westerly winds, 8 to 15, about a 2-foot sea on the interior lakes and bays, 6 to 12 knots, wind out of the west, with some areas that's okay, but not to my liking. The west is definitely not the best, but that'll be changing over the day and into tomorrow when it'll become north, just like we had a frontal system coming through, 8 to 15 knots interior lakes and bays. Offshore tomorrow, you're looking at 10 to 18, 2 to 3, possibly 4-foot seas for those of you going after those red snapper. Got a good tide range, 1.5 foot, a lot of water moving in and out. That's going to aid the fish activity. And the Mississippi River, no worry about flood stage right now. It's at 12.1 and holding steady. So the stage is set. The weather's good. You got time to get out there and do it. Everything's pretty much open in terms of fishing. And the old frog season opening up. Get you some frog legs. If you get out there and you do it, tell me, what do you think for those of you who are experienced froggers? Do you seem to do better on a moonlit night or a dark night? Which one do you think is most successful? And why, if you got any reason? 504-260-1870. When we come back, we headed to Shell Beach, Campos Marina. Boy, they have had a busy weigh-in this week with the Star Tournament entries. I think I counted about 5 or 6 different people making the board, weighing their fish. Down there with Robbie Campo. We'll give you the latest right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, yeah, Campos Marina. We're headed there right now. Let's pull in there to the parking lot and check in with Robbie Campo. Robbie, got a lot to talk about. But first thing, for people that are on their way down there, I heard the Green Bridge was going to close this weekend. Is it closed, or do you have a time on when it will close, if not?
Well, let's start with the Green Bridge. Green Bridge is going to be it should be open now. It was DOTD said it was going to be open at 5 o'clock this morning. It will shut down again tonight at 10 o'clock and will reopen again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. again. Claiborne Bridge is out. So, You got St. Claude as your only option. But if you're coming in on 510 right now, that should be open. I think, the crowd's going to be a little bit later this morning anyhow, Don. We got a northwest wind blowing here about 10 miles an hour. I think people are just going to kind of wait till, daylight to figure out what they want to do or whatever. But I tell you, Don, a really exciting week of fishing this past week. I'm telling you, from the eastern shoreline of Lake Barnstill, catching some beautiful fish along there, up in the Mr. Go here, on the backside of the dam, but in the Mr. Go, going out to Anastasio, the rocks, the short rocks, long rocks has been good. The last couple of days, Don, we had a lot of rain in our forecast for the last couple of days. We got hammered with some really serious squalls here in the last couple of days. I'm talking, stuff that was packing probably a couple inches of rain in each one of those cells. So, the ship channel kind of saved the day the Mr. Go saved the day for most people that was out fishing. Yesterday, I did have some friends of ours go out to the islands and went out there, wade fished, and went fished along Goshen, and some went over toward Curlew, and they did very well out there, wade fishing. Guys, if you're going to go wade fishing, the sharks are in. They're eating the bait. They're eating your trout off the line. Be careful out there. I don't know why people do this. I guess they love it, but but my legs need a lot more to me than getting in that water, Don. That's just me. I wouldn't get out of that boat with a jousting suit on. There ain't no way I'm getting in that water out there, by 1 mile right now. It's just not for me. That's all I could say, but these guys out there catching plenty of fish. Just be careful while you're out there doing it. Water's heating up. Sharks are in. Every one of these wells that's in the Britain Sound area and Chandelier Sound area, that's all I hear about is the fish bit off behind the head. So be very careful out there, guys. You don't want to get, if you're going into getting that water out there along the islands, you don't want to get your calf tore off or whatever. Just put them on a long string and don't keep them real close to you. So
yeah, that's the best piece of advice. If you're going to do it, keep it on a long string and make sure it floats away from you. Because a lot of times the shark is not really looking for leg. He's looking for fish. And if somebody that got those old white legs, it looks kind of like a speckled trout underwater and the fish swims by, he's liable to take a chunk.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be me. That'll never be me, Don. Yeah. I'm not getting out that boat. Even if it's sinking, I'm staying in until the end, I promise you. So, but anyway, a lot of fish being caught out there. CCA Star Tournament cranked up last week. It's on, if you haven't registered, do so. This week here, we are hosting the Knights of Nemesis Hook a Kid on Fishing Rodeo today. It's going to be busy, guys. Give us a break. We're gonna get you in and out of here. I know it's a pain in the butt, But, you know, we have to block the road because we have a ton of kids here. So you'll have to exit throughout our parking lot. We'll have that open for you. We're going to make the access to get out of here easy. When you got a couple hundred kids running around here with a fishing pole, we don't want anybody to get hit with a car. So, kids don't look. That's just a fact of the matter. They don't look. But anyway, we got a lot going on. We got a lot of bait in the tanks. You're coming down here, hook the left, come see us over here at Campos Marina. We're waiting on you, and we'll get you going.
You've been a busy weigh station. I see you got the number one 6.12 mangrove snapper was weighed in down there, the number two red snapper at 17.18, the kayak leader 2.96 for a speckled trout. You got the second place ladies trout 2.08. That's our friend Allie who won the boat last year. She's not sitting on her laurels. She's back out there looking to win again. And you also have the bank fishing, which I would assume was probably caught out of Chandelier in the surf, a 4.34. So you got a busy scale going on down there.
Actually, the bank fisherman, Don, came off of the end of past Hopedale Marina on a corner of the Mr. Goat and Bayou La Lutra. That's where that fish came from.
Wow. Well, so, there's some hope for the bank fisherman then. A 4.34, that's the leader right now on the speckled trout for the bank.
That is exactly right. So, these guys, they're out there, and, you know, they fish really hard, and he caught it on plastic, too. I think it was plastic, I'm pretty sure. But I tell you, Don, it's just been an exciting week of fishing, and we got more exciting things to come. We got a long summer coming here, and, you know, like I said, we got plenty of bait in the boxes and the tanks over here, so hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Yeah, and that was Chad Coulon. Congratulations to him on that bank fishing leader. And, you know, you got to remind him, Robbie, we had two of those guys, one in Venice and one in Grand Isle. They caught tagged redfish, but they did not have tickets. Cost them a truck and a boat.
Well, you know, Don, all I can say is this. If you're going to fish and you don't have a star tournament ticket and you're an avid fisherman, you're kidding yourself. I would not leave the dock without a star tournament ticket, and on top of that, a CETO membership. That's
right.
The two most important things you need at this time of the year. So, but the CCA star tournament is a must. They got a lot of great prizes in there, Don. You know it, and I know it. And it's just, you know, you never know what you're going to catch when you cast that line. So, I mean, look, there's plenty of tagged redfish on the east side of the river over here, boss. So, you know, get signed up. If you're not, you know, you'd be crazy to go out there without it.
You got it. Robbie, thanks for the report. Y'all have fun with the kids down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Coming up next, we take you from the east side of the state all the way out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Network. And we take you out where most men have gone before, but some have not. And that's where Captain Kirk goes. He fishes out a hackberry rod and gun out there in the Calcasieu area, and he joins us now. Captain Kirk, man, has that front passed through by you guys yet? Are you getting west wind still, or is it kind of coming out of the north now?
We're out of the northeast right now, blowing about 10 knots.
It's great, great. A little bit of lighter temperatures, too, huh?
Yeah, it feels nice out here this morning. The humidity's down because yesterday was just, it was muggy, real muggy yesterday. But it was dead calm. We had a good bite yesterday.
Yeah, I got good tide range. And I see on the leaderboard, y'all had a few good trout coming in over there. Not normally what, you know, we'll win the contest. I think it's going to take bigger than what's on the boards right now. The West leader right now is 4.81. And I think there's some bigger ones.
Yeah, this is going to take something bigger than that, no doubt. Yeah.
What was the pattern that y'all found them on?
Mostly working birds is what the numbers are coming with.
Mm-hmm.
We're catching fish on the reefs, the mouths of some of the cuts and stuff. Just the fish are around. It's good. You know, it's funny. Yesterday we had a real good day. A lot of fish caught. The day before yesterday, it was slow. The day prior to that was real good. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, but fish has been good. Not a lot of redfish. There's a lot of oversized redfish, but slot redfish have been hard to come by. Caught some yesterday, more than we've been seeing, but it's nice to be fishing with calm winds for a change.
Yes, sir. You know, when you're fishing underneath those birds, the tendency is for the trout to run a little smaller. What size are the trout running when you're fishing under those birds?
Well, these fish are running, if you hit the right school, you're going to hit quite a few of these bunches. You got to know, the area. There's a lot of little small trout, but in some areas, these fish are running 14 to 17 inches under the birds. So decent fish for birds.
Yeah. And that's some great action. Give us your philosophy or your methodology when you see birds circling. How do you approach them, and what are you throwing at them, and what do you tell your customers on the boat to do?
Okay, well, I'm always going to approach them with the wind. I'm going to come upwind with the birds and run the troll motor till I get so close, and I'm going to ease off and kind of drift in. And while you're easing in, you can watch which direction the fish are heading, so you can kind of get ahead of them a little bit. And then, right now, the fish are tight right under the birds, so you got to get up fairly close, but you got to be quiet about it because there's a lot of boats out here that are spooking them. And I'm gonna start off throwing soft plastics in there, usually a quarter ounce jig, with a down south lure, and then you'll catch some pretty quick. Then I'll power pole down and throw live shrimp for a little bit, and when the fish get small, pick up and move on to the next bunch.
Yep, Man, you know, you got to put a word out to those folks that are not experienced at doing that, man. The last thing you want to do is run wide open to get in on birds. You won't.
You don't want to run the motor into it. You know, there's I've seen times where you could, but, yeah. You know, 99 out of 100, you better be stealthy.
How about flounder? Anybody picking up some flounder your way? We had a good little run over on the east side.
No, this has been the worst year. We were talking about that this morning up at in the dining room. It's been the worst year we've seen for flounder for springtime. We haven't had any flounder. I mean, we've had some good conditions at good spots and go in there and not even get a bite.
Strange. Every year and every season is different, and I guess that's what makes it so much of a fun challenge, huh?
Yes, sir. It is, you know, we don't like a challenge. We want them just jump in the boat.
You want the sure thing. Yeah, sure.
That's right.
It's good to get that every once in a while. Well, I'm not going to hold you up. I know you're getting ready to put the boat in and head the guys out there. Give us that information where they can see what comes in on the dock and how to contact you if they're interested in booking a trip this summer.
Okay, well, yeah, go to our website. It's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And, you know, we have those two live feeds where you can see what we're bringing in on the dock. And then our phone number is 337-762-3391.
All right. Always great chatting with you. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you next time, Kirk.
All right, Don. Great
Thank
show.
You. Thank you much.
Okay.
That's
yes,
Captain
sir.
Kirk, we call him. Captain Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. One of the finest establishments you'll find in southwest Louisiana if you headed over that way. A lot of Texas. Those of you listening to us in Texas, a little short hopping and skipping a jump to cross the line and come fish here in Louisiana. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things to do, catching frogs. I'm out. We're back with it right after this. All right, checking on our text message board. I got some folks texting us this morning at 504-260-1870. My good buddy Toby gives me a lot of good intel. He's got red, green, silver, and flat on the agenda today. Headed a little farther south, so just hope that the green bridge is open when we get there. Now, let me translate that. He's got red, that would be redfish. Green, that would be bass or green trout. Silver would be the old speckled trout. And flat would be the flounder. So those are the four species he's looking for. And I got to think he's headed to Delacro. That probably would be a good spot to try to cash in on that foursome. All right, we also got our buddy Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He got nothing going on. Sometimes that's good, Wingbone, to have nothing to do. And someone telling us it's already blowing out the north in Burris. So that's good news. Looks like that west wind is about over with. Front is already through, lower humidity, and a nice little north wind, kind of reminiscent of springtime late fronts. And boy, this is really a late one, but don't expect any cold weather. I mean, we're going to get back up probably to the mid-80s in most areas today. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds, and then we're going to talk frogs in Louisiana. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don DeVue Radio Network. Okay, here in Louisiana, we have kind of a unique situation when it comes to catching bullfrogs and pig frogs, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it's closed for 2 months every year, and this has been as far back as I can remember. April and May, it's illegal to catch frogs. The rest of the year, they're open game. And for a while, when you were not allowed to use anything that punctured the skin, like the spears or frog grabbers, there was some devices that were spring-loaded, but they really didn't work good. And if you're trying to catch them with a net, a lot of times you put the net and it gets stuck on a stump or a log or bushes where the frog's up underneath. You can't really get them with a net unless you're maybe in the open water, in the grass, in a marsh, fresh marsh. But the best way to grab them is just by hand. Put the squeeze on them and put them in the bag, and it's over with. You cannot, as of now, have any firearms in your possession while you're hunting frogs at night. It is illegal. There was a bill, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, in the legislature to allow firearms to be carried at night by froggers. I don't know where that stands right now, if it's passed or still being considered. But for now, no firearms while you're frogging at night. There are some minimum sizes. Now, we've got two species of frogs that people catch. You got the bullfrog, which is the bigger one, and then one called a pig frog. Well, some people call them croak-croaks, and they make a little bit different sound. They don't have as deep a voice as the bullfrogs do, and they're smaller. And the minimum size on a bullfrog's got to be 5 inches or larger. Pig frogs, 3 inches. Now, the way you measure a frog is not from the tip of his nose to the end of his legs. It's to his nose to his butt where the legs split. I mean, you know, a frog, you know, is going to certainly be 5 or 3 inches if you count the legs. I mean, frogs are pretty much all mouth, eyes, and legs. But you measure them from the tip of the nostril up there by the nose to the butt, and that's your minimum size. Now, as an exception, if you're on private land, your own pond or somebody's pond, you don't have to worry about the length requirements. But if you're on public areas, open swamp or marsh, you do have to abide by those two sizes. There's no limit. And I've been on frogging trips where we've caught over 100. And I've been on frogging trips where we caught maybe a nice dozen of some nice big fat ones. But it's a lot of fun, and you do it at night with headlights. I threw this question out and haven't anybody answer. What do you find is better conditions for frogging? A full, bright, moonlit night or a dark of the night where there's no moon? Which one do you think the frogs either come out better or they're easier to catch? Anyway, you just need your regular fishing license if you're going to be taking frogs. So that's 504-260-1187 if you want to text me. All right, next weekend, June 7th and 8th, it's the annual Free Fishing Weekend, where it takes part in most of the states. It's kind of a national event. And you do not have to have a license, whether you're a resident or a non-resident, to fish Louisiana when you would normally need fishing licenses, both saltwater and freshwater. Now, you do need to adhere to all the fishing regulations. And the idea of this is, you know, if people not sure if they're going to like fishing or they're not sure if they want to get into it, this is kind of the bait where they throw it out there and say, look, you don't have to buy a license. And then when they go and they have a good trip or they enjoy it and they have fun, then they want to do it more, and they end up buying licenses. And, you know, licenses is how we support our conservation and research and regulation and measurement and everything else, especially here in Louisiana. We have very little fund that come from any other source than the fishing licenses. And they've got several events that are going to be sponsored next week. And when we come back after this break, I'll kind of run down those for you. We'll be back to talk about the Free Fishing Weekend events. And also, I got a list of rodeos that are taking place next weekend. And also, we're going to talk a little bit later on about the Cajun Heritage Festival and the Bayou Liberty Piro races. They are returning. And I'm a former winner of the Bayou Liberty Pirog races way back in the day. All right, we'll be right back to do that after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Okay, get ready. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Free Fishing Weekend. And if you don't have any plans and you need looking for a place to go, I got some suggestions. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is sponsoring some events on Saturday, 1 week from today, at 8 a.m. to noon. It'll be one of the Get Out and Fish events. That's where the biologists come out there and they help you learn about fishing, how to set up the tackle, how to cast, how to tie knots, fishing techniques, taking the fish off the hook. They cover all that with you. And there's one at the Jennings I-10 Park from 8 to noon. There'll also be an intro to fishing course. That's going to be at Gretna City Park from 9 a.m. till 11. And then another intro to fishing course at Joe Brown Park in New Orleans East. That's from 1 to 3 next Saturday. And there's going to be a free fishing rodeo for youths from 5 to 15 at the Zamurri Park in Hammond at the ponds there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I would suggest that you go to the website, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and look under Free Fishing Weekend. Some of these you can pre-register for, and there's going to be some prizes. If you're signed up, you'll qualify to win the prizes. Should be a fun Free Fishing Weekend. All right, if you're into watching television, Bayou Wild TV, we got a really special feature that's running this week. The episode is called Pompano Playground. And just a few weeks ago, Chris Weaver and I went to Navarre Beach, Florida, and fished off the Navarre Beach Pier and caught some beautiful pompano. And Chris gives you his recipe. He actually cooks them on set for the grilled pompano. And it's a unique area, that Navarre Beach, and beautiful water there. You're going to see it. And it's the longest pier on the Florida coast, and they catch just about everything. They catch mahi, mackerel, lemon fish. The whiting were really running large the weekend we were there. But we were targeting Pompano, and we got them. And Chris has devised a special bait that he uses. So check it out. It's called Pompano Playground. It's a Bayou Wild episode. And if you go to our website, BayouWildTV.com, you'll find all the places where it's airing. In fact, on Fox 29, those of you in southwest Louisiana will be coming on in about 15 minutes. It airs at 6 a.m. on HD Channel 114, Cable Channel 11, and DirecTV Channel 29. And there's many other areas in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans and Acadiana, coastal region, the Bayou region, Southeastern Channel. And if you can't pick up any of those channels, you can always go to our website, BayouWildTV.com, and we've got a YouTube channel for you there. All right, let's see. I got some text messages coming in about the frogs. Let's see. It says, if anyone tries to abuse the frog, remember the frog lawyer is now a judge, and he defends the frog, not the frogger. That's from the Lafayette Yakka. Yeah, we'll be sure to steer clear from him. It says, best nights are anytime I get an invite to go frogging. 168 was the best night. That's fit from fish to hunt. Yeah, 168. That's a lot of hand grabbing going on there. All right, we got some events coming up next weekend. Again, boy, next weekend's going to be big. Swole Fest Fishing Rodeo at the Grand Isle Marina. Actually, some of the pre-events start on Wednesday. This one goes all the way from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the big award ceremony will be Saturday night. Grand Isle Marina, Swole Fest, it's a great cause. It's been a long-standing rodeo and one of the best we've got in South Louisiana. Same weekend, you can actually fish, and they're allowing you to enter your fish in both rodeos. The Catholic High out of Baton Rouge Fishing Rodeo is also taking place. This is up the road just a little bit from Grand Isle in Fouchon. It's June 5th through 7th, and you might want to check out that and get you a ticket if you'd like to fish that. I think there's about 400 people normally fish that one. Swole Fest, a lot more people, so Grand Isle's going to be a busy place next weekend, and we've got a report coming up on Grand Isle with Darrell Carpenter in just minutes away. And if you also want to catch this week's episode of Louisiana Coastal Cooking, it's called Louisiana's Prize Shrimp and Crawfish. There's an excursion on the Anna Marie Shrimp Boat. They'll take you out there, then come back and do a ball shrimp recipe, a jumbo shrimp with coconut and greens from Chef Nicole Cabrera. And Pete Dufresne, parish president of St. James, does his crawfish bisque. Boy, I love me some crawfish bisque. I hadn't had some in a while. Anyway, it's today it's airing at 9 a.m. on WYES-TV and tomorrow at 11 and on many public broadcast channels. Look for it. It's called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. It's kind of a catch-and-cook show. They actually show you how the resource is harvested and then some mouth-watering, taste-tempting recipes with it. All right, we also have the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival on our calendar, and that's going to be at the LaRose Civic Center next weekend. Another busy place, going to be in LaRose. It's LaRose Civic Center, live auction, decoy painting sales, and they're going to honor my buddy I fished with the Pompano, Chris Weaver. He's going to be honored there at the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival, so you might want to stop by and tell him hello if you drop in there. You can find out more information at CajunHeritageFestival.org, and they also have a Facebook page. And I'm going to tell you more about this in the coming weeks, but at the end of June, the 28th, from 7 to 1, there's a Fish Crab Explore, great outdoors event in Lacombe, right there on Lake Road, down by the boat launch. There's no entry fee. Fishing license is required for 18 and over. And they're going to have stations set up where you can do fish identification, how to clean a fish, talking about pond ecology, how to catch some crabs, backyard bass fishing. It's put on in conjunction with the Lacombe Recreation Center. And you can go to Lacombe.com. That's LacombeRec.com, and get more information. We'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to it. Okay, right now, got a three-minute break, and on the backside of that, Darryl Carpenter is going to be with us talking about fishing in Grand Isle, Fouchon, Leeville area. He is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Grand Isle going to be a busy place from here on out, probably for the next couple of months. There's a lot of fishing rodeos and activities going on, a lot of people vacation down there. Captain Darryl Carpenter is in the middle of all of it. He operates RealScreamers.com fishing charters out of Grand Isle. Ventures over to Fouchon, Leeville, chasing fish from week to week. And Darryl, what's going on Grand Isle this week? How's it been? And did y'all get all that rain that most of the area's got?
Yeah, we got it off and on, Don. It didn't. Luckily, that bad stuff, the training didn't set on top of us. So, I mean, it was the rain came conveniently at the right time. It didn't cancel any fishing trips.
Well, that's good news. What did y'all find?
Well, Don, it's kind of like the same as last week. As of right now, I would say the vast majority of our fish are still out on that beach, and it's been tough and challenging because it's been rough. In fact, yesterday I had to give it up early because of seasick customers. If you can hit that beach, they're all big, they're all nice, really nice fish. Yesterday we were catching more under a cork with plastic than we were on the live croakers on the beach. Inside, if you got to move inside, it's kind of held true that no real big schools of fish. We haven't been able to find big schools. You're pecking away here and there and end up putting a box together. You know, it'd be three or four fish in one spot, three or four fish in another spot. Either that or you got to sit and wait them out. If you've got somewhat of a regular bite, just kind of sit and wait them out because it's going to come in waves. But, the front's already passed through here this morning. The wind's out of the north now. It's not all that stiff. It ought to lay that beach down, and I predict at least for the next day or so, there's going to be just quick and easy limits coming off the beach. I wonder sometimes if dropping it to 15 did any good, because I'm hearing story after story of people finishing so early. They're openly bragging in the grocery store about how they got through so early, they just went and dropped them off and went and did it a second time. So they end up harvesting more fish than they did when the limit was 25.
Yeah. Well, I do see some pretty good, respectable fish on the star leaderboard from that area. Landon Daigle weighed one at Bridgeside at 4.56, and then Travis Darden had one 4.40 weighed in at Bridgeside, too. So there's some respectable-sized fish out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Don, even just a few weeks ago on the inside, it's not unusual to have that one or two fish that's 20, 22 inches. There's been some really good, some of our big fish really did survive that freeze and have been doing well. And the good part is it's been so daggum windy. We haven't been able to get on that beach very much. A whole lot of them have had an unharassed one or two spawns already yet. So we ought to be climbing pretty good for next year.
How's the bait situation down there?
Oh, plenty. Never seen so far the shrimp has held true to where, the stories are after a hard freeze like we had last year, the shrimping's always great. And I don't know that I've ever seen the shrimp as thick as they are right now. Croakers are getting easier to find. I mean, easy and easy. And, I mean, there's so many shrimp, man. Sometimes I'm wondering if we didn't get some of them out of the water, the fish might be a little easier to catch.
Any bulls moving in Caminata? We're starting to think about the Ride the Bull coming up, and is it a little early yet on a few bulls if somebody wants to do some catch and release on the big bulls in the bay?
I think it's probably a little bit early. I mean, I don't have any firsthand on it because, Don, everybody's been so busy chasing these silver, the little silver spotted things that nobody's really spent any time on it. I've seen one or two boats anchored up under the bridge periodically. They don't typically stay long. I'm thinking it's still a little bit early. Give it, let that water heat up just a little bit more, and it ought to be good. What has been really strange is beautiful green water is sitting right on the beach, and we've got these 2-foot incoming tides, and I can't explain why it won't come inside. We're still battling some dirty water on the inside. And like I said, you cross that bridge, and it's like an imaginary line, and you get on that beach and it's beautiful, clean water, clean, green, like what we would expect in the bays this time of the year also.
Yeah. Well, sounds like the stage is set for a good weekend. Hope you get your limit and your customers are happy. If somebody wants to become a happy customer with RealScreamers.com, tell them how to get you. They can find you on my website easy enough. What's your site and phone number?
That's correct. Or they can look up RealScreamers.com, and most of the information they need is there. Or just pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter. And, yeah, it's a busy time down on the island, Grand Isle, one of the really hot spots when it hits the month of June down there. Fishing rodeos, events, a lot of surf fishing going on, bridge fishing at night. It's a real fisherman's paradise down there. A lot of kayakers, too. Got some good, great kayak spots, especially on that east end of the island down there by the lab. There's a great little cove to put your kayak in, and you can start fishing immediately. All right, when we come back, we still got another hour to go. We're going to have fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, tell you about our Memorial Day trip, how that turned out. Paddler's Report with Lance Burgos. He's going to check in. We're going to talk to Ryan Lambert down in Argentina. Dean Galatas is going to update us on today's Bayou Liberty P-Roll races. That's coming up. And, of course, as always, we got a bad boy story, the case of the turkey tag traitors for your listening pleasure. All of that, and also still looking, when do you like to go frogging? When is it most successful? Moonlit night or dark night? I like dark nights. I'll tell you why when we come back right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.